For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Democratic Party made its case for a Joe Biden presidency this week. The virtual convention was a diverse parade of public figures. Unity was a major theme. But is the party actually united? With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Well, let's start with that first question that I posed, Otis. It may look like Democrats are on the same page here, but this week we've seen quite a few stories about how the party is facing this kind of reckoning from young people. After the Me Too movement, should Bill Clinton continue to make speeches? Given Kamala Harris's prosecutorial record, is she really a Black Lives Matter candidate? So, Otis, do these divisions and debates undermine the unity narrative at all?
I don't think it undermines it, Chris. Certainly, they are issues that I would expect to be aired. You know, everybody has their own agenda, and they want that agenda to be front and center. But the fact is that I think that this ticket, where the Democrats are concerned, is the closest you're ever going to get to the kind of diversity that will be able to address those issues in any substantial way.
Otis, you know, in normal times, the president's job is to unify people, and that has not really been the case with Mr. Trump. But Biden is running as a very traditional, likable, steady guy who will reach across the aisle. And we've been hearing some Democrats saying, hold on now, the whole Republican strategy during the Obama years was to just say no to everything. So I'm wondering if you see bipartisanship still as a virtue, or do younger Democrats see that as a liability?
Well, I think bipartisanship has really taken a major hit over the last 15 to 20 years, honestly. We've been in silos ever since 2000. And it just really exacerbated after President Obama was elected in 2008. I think a lot of it will depend, Chris, on how the votes for Senate races turn out. If Biden has a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate, I don't think you're going to worry too much about any disaffected Democrats from the extremes complaining about anything, because I think that some of their issues will be listened to.
But, you know, back in 2008, at the beginning of Obama's first term, Democrats really learned a hard lesson about thinking they had 4 years to make progress with things like health care and the economy. They had 2 years before they lost power. Do you think that this time around, if Democrats get control, that the very progressive side of the party will push hard and fast and be far less willing to compromise and negotiate?
Yes, I do. And for that very reason that you just said, I think that there will be a huge push to get as much done in those first 2 years, knowing that a midterm election often is bad news for the sitting president. So, yes, I think they will shoot for everything that they can get in those 2 years, including perhaps an increase in minimum wage, shoring up the Affordable Care Act. They need to get that done.
Well, this week, Otis, we saw in real time Donald Trump reacting via Twitter to this convention. Was there a particular tweet or idea that stood out to you?
Chris, this may be a dangerous thing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Not only does Donald Trump hate to be criticized, but he especially hates to be criticized by powerful Black people. And the fact that he got a double dose of that this week from Michelle Obama first, and then the former President Barack Obama in an extraordinary rebuke of his immediate past president to the one who succeeded him, that got under Donald Trump's skin so much that he basically went ballistic and was just tweeting just random tirades.
Finally, Otis, the Republican National Convention is coming up next week. Let's say you're a Shelby County Republican. You live in this very diverse community. What would you be looking for in this convention?
I think you're looking to see some steadiness You're looking to highlight the positives that can point to over the last 4 years. And certainly you're looking to see if Donald Trump can rise to the moment and present himself as a person, despite all of the crises that have happened, especially in 2020 with the coronavirus and with George Floyd's death and race relations and all of that. You're looking to see if he can look America in the eye and say that I still have this under control. But I think Republicans need to hear some steadiness and some calmness and some assurity from this president.
And we'll be talking more about that next week when political analyst Otis Sanford rejoins us. Thanks again, Otis.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.